preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. This is your host, James Kelso, for this live show. It's always live. Sometimes it's lively, and you contribute mightily to that effect when we achieve it by calling 800-313-9443, which you're invited to do tonight in a brief 60 minutes together, trying to breathlessly to keep up with Donald John Trump, which is stupid to even try. I thought to myself, surely I, a grown man, can run faster than my 8-year-old son. Surely. I mean, come on. But no, just as trying to keep up with Donald Trump, I don't even try to race my 8-year-old. Whether it's a sprint or longer race, obstacles around the trees, it doesn't matter. I can't win. So we can't win in trying to keep up with Donald Trump, but still I do run with my little boy because it's awfully fun and it's really good for everybody. So we will try to keep up with Donald Trump here tonight. And it's been a good 24 hours. I'll tell you what, my mood is coming up. Here is I see, you know, it's like that theme song we use on the show here with, you know, Big Bad John at the bottom of the mine. Everybody thought they'd breathe their last, except John. And that, I'm with the group. I'm with the other miners down there when the mine shaft has collapsed. So the mood I'm in right now is the one we're in the song where somebody shouted, "There's a lot up above." And then I think that rhymes somehow with "gave a mighty shove." That's Big Bad Donald John Trump. And of course, we don't want that song, the full song, we don't want to come true. Because in the Big Bad John,
I The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hey, everybody, you may have thought that the mineshaft collapsed in on me there as my voice got choked out. This is just life imitating fiction here. Anyway, where I was there, I was talking about the mineshaft collapsing, and then that's Donald John Trump down there in the mineshaft with us. And I was saying, I'm like the rest of you. We all thought we'd breathe our last, except John. And then on a day like today, someone cried, "There's a light up above." I see a light up above, folks. Donald Trump is amazingly enough, he's clearing a way for us. So we'll talk about that a little bit today. I'd love to have your thoughts on the matter at 800-313-9443. But there's so many facets to this. There's so many ways and see what's going on. Two aspects of our enemy. There are the Chinese communists, and then there are the, in air quotes, American communists, headquartered among the media. They're the American communists, the DNC, and that branch of the is a good question. Is the DNC a branch of the media, or is the media a branch of the DNC? Or are they just Siamese twins? Riddle to solve. In any event, the both branches of our enemy, the Chinese and the Siamese, are furiously at work trying to destroy us, they hate the fact that the lockdown is coming off. So, that's a good indicator, a good index of whether something is good or bad. If our enemies hate it, it's probably good. And if they love it, watch out. And, when our enemies started loving and indicating very obviously that they loved the lockdown, that was a good moment for anybody on our side who was thinking we could make hay out of a lockdown to say, no, get away from that lockdown. Chris Cuomo likes it too much. There must be something really, really bad about that. And it turns out there is, of course. We're finding out, for instance, that Donald Trump will find a way out of this. Or he will lead the way anyway. We have to join him. We have to put our shoulders to the wheel to make this happen. But getting the American economy started again, this is quite a Herculean task. So we'll talk about that a little bit today. I'm trying to avoid getting down into the detail before I give you a generality. Again, kind of from a higher altitude here, looking down on the whole scene, I think it's looking pretty good. I think Donald Trump is, I think he's going to pull it out of a fire and get reelected on November 3rd. Everybody needs to be on their knees praying that Joe Biden is the Democrat nominee. Please, please, demon rats, please, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. Hillary Clinton endorsed him today. With a warm endorsement. I mean, this is amazing. On the very day that Joe Biden is being exposed as I think he raped the woman in the hallway there, a digital penetration. I'm sorry to be blunt with it, I think that classifies as rape. In the hallway in the Senate, I think that's where this occurred. And Tara Reid, that's a name we all want to become familiar with and remember. And what a woman. Now, there's a woman, Tara Reid. And I'll tell you what, I will bet you a dollar to a donut. In other words, I will bet the entire cash reserve of this show, that's me personally, that people like George Pukes, I don't want to say people, Pukes like George Soros, and people like that are probably finding ways to get somebody to whisper in Tara Reid's ear that she can be a very wealthy woman if she will just go away. Just here are the tickets. Here's a briefcase full of money. You've got a numbered account in the Cayman Islands, another account in Switzerland. And we've purchased a property for you already in the Cayman Islands. If you could just go there and have fun for the rest of your life and just kind of pipe down, you can be a very rich woman. I guarantee you that's happening. So my hat is off to Tara Reid, because she's not going to make a penny by telling the truth. Telling the truth about being digitally penetrated in the hallway by Joe Biden is not something that any woman would relish. So something in her is saying, I want the truth, and I want this guy to pay for what he did to me. And by the way, if she ever goes quiet or stops testifying, because if she stops pursuing the case, it'll stop right there. And George Soros and his buddies know that. Without a plaintiff, without an accuser, you ain't got nothing. So, or you have very little. But if she goes quiet, you can just bank on it that she got bought off or threatened. You know, they use the carrot and the stick. And the Clintons apparently are very good at this. There's so many stories of people who disappeared or committed, what do they call it, arconcide? They committed arconcide, what's his name of that guy? Who were very close to Hillary, and his briefcase disappeared, and the contents of his safe disappeared after he committed arconcide there in a weird place in a park in Washington, D.C. I forget the name of the guy, but then they also buy people off. So, and the Clintons are just, you know, looks like Jeffrey Epstein had an arconcide, doesn't it? Anyway, the good news tonight is that the enemy is on the run. The Chinese are on the run. The pukes of our media are on the run. And America is mobilized behind Donald Trump in our massive hatred of the Chinese dictatorship. It is massive hatred of China. And it's breaking out all over. Let me give you an example. I was buying ham for my family this morning, and I chose some Greenfield brand, no hormones, humanely grown pork. I'm very happy with that selection. Tastes great. And it fries up really good in a pan, pre-sliced ham. And I came within an inch of buying the Smithfield. And I didn't. I'm glad I didn't now, because I bought two. I would have spent some real money on that Smithfield. Guess what we learn about Smithfield meats now, today? First of all, they're owned by Red China. Oh, thanks a lot. And they're one of the largest pork producers in the United States, Smithfield. We all know it, Smithfield ham. All of you have seen, eaten, know of. But it's an American company that is. It's located in America, and Americans, and then a whole bunch of illegals too, non-Americans, are working there. But they're all working for China, for Red China. All the profits are going to Red China. And what we learned today is that after the breakout of the Wuhan virus, after Donald Trump slapped his travel ban on Red China, God bless you, Donald Trump, for doing that, somehow top executives of the Red Chinese company that owns Smithfield flew to the United States. So how did they get in here? Inquiring minds want to know. And they visited the Smithfield plant in, is it Sioux City or Cedar Rapids? Anyway, somewhere there, just south of me here, where I am, up in North Dakota. And the big pork producing in Iowa, South Dakota. So they flew there, and guess what? They infected the employees at their plant. who now something, you know, some huge number like 500 of them have tested positive for the Wuhan virus. So that plant is shut down. They're talking about having to euthanize the pigs, which means if you kill a whole lot of pigs, you've now taken that meat out of the supply chain. How do you replace that meat in the supply chain? Well, you got to grow new pigs, and that doesn't happen overnight. So you're going to have a period of big meat shortages, which means big meat price inflation. So you're going to see $20 a pound meat, maybe. You know, the better cuts, but you're going to see some expensive meat, ladies and gentlemen, in all likelihood. And you're going to see some pretty empty meat shelves. Thank you, you red Chinese SOBs. Thank you for doing that to us. And boy, are you going to pay. And Donald Trump's going to make sure you do pay. And the pukes, Nancy pukes like Nancy Pelosi, who was inviting everyone, come visit Chinatown. Come and visit Chinatown. I want everyone to. She was saying that like a month after Donald Trump imposed his ban on travel from Red China, which she and Joe Biden called racist. You know, they're gonna resist. They're gonna say no. You can't make the Chinese accountable. You can't make Red China pay for this. And how much? Pay how much? They own Smithfield Ham. Guess what? We nationalized Smithfield Ham. That doesn't belong to you, Red China, anymore. And by the way, there are no such thing as private companies in China. Disabuse yourself of that notion. If a company in Red China owns a big, huge operation like Smithfield in the United States, I guarantee to you that is a Red Chinese government operation from start to finish, top to bottom. So guess what? That's an American company now, Red China. Get your grubby hands off of it and stop visiting our pork producing plants. And then just apply that all up and down, folks, all over America. It's worse than any of us ever knew, except Donald Trump. One man really knew what was going on, Donald Trump. I didn't know we had a $500 billion trade deficit with Red China. But when he started telling us that in his campaign in 2015, nobody had ever told me that. I read everything, all the Patriot literature. In fact, I've got some of it I want to share with you today. I want you to remember the name of this newspaper when it comes to China. That's going to be my theme today, I guess. The Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H, the Epoch Times. It's a newspaper. It's a damn good newspaper. And if you've got a little bit of money to spare, a few dollars a month, you couldn't do better. If you want to subscribe to a paper, then subscribing to the Epoch Times, you get a. I'm holding my latest issue right here in my hand. It's listen to this. It's a full big newspaper. I mean, it's twice as big, maybe three times as big as my own local left wing fish wrap newspaper. Pretends to be a newspaper. This is much bigger. I get it in the mail once a week, and then the other 6 days of the week, I have an online edition. But just in this day and age, to get a full paper thing delivered, and I pay just, it's just a few bucks a month that I pay for this. It's called the Epoch Times. Look it up online somewhere. What's the website? The Epoch Times, all one word, .com. But this, their coverage of China is wonderful because it was started by Chinese, patriotic Chinese. Patriots in China and patriots here in America. Who know China, of course they're Chinese, they know China, and they have suffered repression, murder, they are now suffering murder, kidnapping in China. We'll talk about that in just a moment. We'll be right back.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
We're back, folks. And, you know, something that the founder of Republic Broadcasting Network, John Stadtmiller, just said really rings true and applies to what's happening to all of us, of course, all over the place. Let me read that quote. I wrote it down. Your body won't go where your mind hasn't been. I love that. I'll tell you what, Merle Haggard, too bad he's gone. He could make a hell of a country song out of that line. Your body won't go where your mind hasn't been. Do we have any country singers now great enough to work with that tremendous lyric? Anyway, I'll tell you what, illustrating what John Stadtmiller is saying, Donald Trump right now is taking all of our bodies, or taking all of our minds to a place where we haven't been. I was unaware that $500 billion a year of our money was being pumped into Red China every year. You can't do that. That's $500 billion a year. What are we talking about there? $5 trillion every decade? I mean, come on, you can't do that. But we have been. And so the result is China has gobs of money with which they buy up things like Smithfield Meats. And folks, the list of American companies that we don't own anymore, it's in the thousands. It's in your town. It's come to a theater near you. So they have their tentacles into our society deep, and we have to rip those tentacles out. And that's what Donald Trump, he's gotten our mind ready for that. And we're going to rip those Chinese tentacles out of the body politic of America. They're going to get their dirty hands off of our country. And I like what the Australians and the New Zealanders did. They slapped a big fat travel ban on people from China. And the Chinese. Oh, by the way, you know, there's so many good things that come out of this very bad thing. Bill Gates has been exposed for the puke, the utter puke that he is. Donald Trump repudiated the Wuhan Health Organization. Oh, wait, I mean, did I say Wuhan Health Organization? Oh, that's the World Health Organization. No, it should be renamed the Wuhan Health Organization, funded by who? By Bill Gates, that puke, to the tune of $4 billion, with a B, dollars. Bill Puke Gates funding this organization, which is dedicated to your destruction, dedicated to the murder of our society, which couldn't say enough good things about Xi Jinping, ping, ding, ding, dong, ding, the dictator of Red China. And they still can't find enough good things to say about the SOB, who's the head of the Wuhan Health Organization. Let me remember his name. Very forgettable person. It's hardly worth the brain cell to remember his name. I'll think of it in just a moment. But he is there's no such thing as a former Ethiopian Maoist. Now, you never become a former Ethiopian Maoist. You put those two ingredients together, and folks, you're toast. You're never going to be a worthwhile person if you're an Ethiopian Maoist. That's the head of the World Health Organization, who I believe is not even a doctor. He's a so-called scientist. Ooh, I don't think so. He's the head of the World Health Organization. And where does the World Health Organization hang out? They are under the umbrella of the United Nations. So let's get these SOBs out of our country. Let's get I like what we used to say in the John Birch Society. We had bumper stickers. God, I wish I had those bumper stickers still today. I'll bet you can still buy them. What did my bumper sticker say? It said, get the U.S. out of the U.N. and get the U.N. out of the U.S. What a great bumper sticker. And it's more true today than it was back when I was a big, absolutely gung-ho John Birch Society member back in the 1970s. And I let my membership dues expire and so on. You know, I still love them, and they're still doing great work. So what's Tedros? Tedros is his name. No one can pronounce the guy's goofy Ethiopian name. Tedros is his first name, so everybody calls him Tedros. And, you know, who knows? Who knows what the hell? Who needs to know what the guy's name is? He's ugly as sin, and his character and his lack of a spirit is even uglier. But we have a criminal, a murderer, an American running Bill Gates, let's call it the Bill Gates World Health Organization. We could call it the Wuhan Health Organization, or maybe how about the Windows Health Organization? How about that? That's a good new nickname to hang out there on Bill Gates, the Windows Health Organization. Who are you talking about? Who? The Windows Health Organization, funded by $4 billion from Bill Gates, which, by the way, isn't his money. He's just a monopolist who got a corner on your money. This is a guy who figured out a way to, with various copyrights and using the law as his sword and shield, to take your money. So when you buy a computer, you're sending $100 to Bill Gates to fund the Windows Health Organization. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, when I was a little boy, and flu season came around every year, hey, guess what all of us little kids did? We got the flu. Most of us asymptomatic. We didn't even know we had it. Just a few kids in every class, you know, were blowing snot out their noses and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Grossing out the little girls by, you know, spitting and picking our noses, et cetera. And that was the flu every year. And that's the way our people, and our people means, and whatever people you're a part of, folks, it applies to you as well, any of the great peoples of the world. But our European people, I speak of, you know, when I say our people, shouldn't anybody, when he says the phrase our people, refer to that actual people from which he or she emanated? I wouldn't exist except for the thousands of generations of people who look just like me, thousands of generations. And for instance, I have green eyes. There's only one way you can have green eyes, folks, and that is thousands of generations kept it going. Because if you interrupt that chain, what's that great song from Fleetwood Mac, The Chain? Boy, you know, I actually got to meet Lindsey Buckingham, the tremendous lead guitarist for Fleetwood Mac. I actually ran into him in a line in a Safeway supermarket. if you can believe it. We talked out in the parking lot in the middle of the night, long and for quite a while. What a thing. But anyway, you can't break the chain, folks. Don't break the chain. Because when you break the chain, you can't weld it back together. So I owe it to all those thousands of generations that, and my son has blue eyes, which, you know, from my limited knowledge of genetics means I'm carrying a green and a blue gene. And my son got a blue gene from my wife, and he got a blue gene from me. And that's why he has blue eyes. That's why he can beat me in a race. But you can't break the chain. And so whatever people you're, I don't want to disparage any people anywhere. But I don't love you as I love my own. My neighbors, their children, et cetera, and so on, I'm happy for them, and I wish them the best. But you can't love somebody else's children as you love your own. And when you say our people or my people, you've got to refer to don't live in thumb sucking la la land. You're not referring to the Chinese people or the Ethiopian people when you say I love our people. And you know, kids are fed this nonsense in school that we are the world. We are the something. We are the, you know, no, we are not the world. We are people from Scotland and Sweden and Denmark and Germany and Italy and Spain. That's who we are. And Donald Trump's German ancestors are from Germany. And his MacLeod ancestors through his mother, MacLeod, are from the Outer Hebrides Islands of Scotland. That is his people, which happens to be, for most of you listening to my voice, your people as well, and my people. But the we have to save our people. I hope every people in the world, you know, one of the canards, one of the things that the left, the pukes of the left, everything, they call anything racist. And they're doing it left and right. Right to Donald Trump, you racist this, racist that, racist this. Tucker Carlson's a racist. Sean Hannity is a racist. Anytime you speak truth about just about anything, that's racist. And this has been used to shut you up. And we have to end the effectiveness of that tactic used by the left. We have to basically say go to hell to these left wing creeps. Who actually are racist? They really are racist. We're not. We don't have. We don't harbor an ill thought towards other peoples. We want them to thrive in their land. Their emphasis on the adjective their land, not our land. Their. So Mexicans, hey, make the most of it in Mexico. Do something with your country. Don't bail out on your country and try to drop in on our wave. No, this is our wave. Okay, you actually have better waves down there in Mexico. Why don't you ride them, huh? Come on. Don't steal our waves, and especially don't steal our surfer chicks. Okay, you got your own chicks down there in Mexico. So we'll leave you alone, you leave us alone. And the same applies to the Chinese. Yeah, make China great again in China, not in our universities. By the way, something I've neglected to tell you. I told you that there are 250,000 Chinese, red Chinese engineering students in America at any given moment. That's not giving you the total that's here. They just keep stacking up. Okay, they graduate every year. Another batch of these Chinese graduate and go into your top corporations, go into your, you know, control points in our society. So it's way more than a quarter of a million. But the class in our top engineering schools is a quarter of a million every year. You know, another statistic about China, I guarantee you haven't heard this. Raise your hand if you've heard this. This is a multiple choice question again. How many engineers does Red China graduate every year compared with your country, America? And by the way, I'm including Chinese engineers in America, which I'm, you know, this number, they don't break it out. So it's miscategorized. But even including the Chinese that graduate from MIT, Stanford, Caltech every year, how many do we graduate compared to how many graduate from Chinese engineering schools in China? Okay, here are your three choices. China graduates, they've gotten all the way up to half as many engineers as we have. They're already up to 50%. That's your choice one. So for every engineer we graduate, for every two engineers we graduate, they graduate one. That would be pretty scary. Choice number two, it's even. For every engineer we graduate, the Chinese graduate an engineer. Oh, that's scary. That is scary. And here's choice number three. China graduates 10 engineers every year for every one, including Chinese engineers who graduate from American schools. Make your choice. The envelope, please. Choice number three. China graduates 10 times as many engineers as we do, and that includes all of the 250,000 Chinese engineers that we're training at your expense, who are stealing everything you've got, stealing every trade secret, every technology, every piece of learning and experience that your people, yes, those thousands of generations of your people have stupidly given up their treasures to their people. And the worst of their people as well. These are the people approved of by the communist dictatorship ruling over the Chinese people. And no, the Chinese people are not 100% innocent. This is the government they created, staffed by their people. Do the Chinese people bear some guilt for the damn government that's been sitting on their face for, well, how long? Going on a century, more than half a century, three quarters of a century. Since I was born in 1948, they've been sitting on their faces. Mao was operating decades before that with his communist revolution, which the Chinese people have allowed to succeed. It was their responsibility to oppose those damn dictators and overthrow them. And not be the minions, the sheep, the stooges of that government. Just as the same responsibility devolves upon you to not be the stooges of Nancy Pelosi or crying Chuck Schumer. When a Bolshevik revolution starts to put its boot, its jackboot on your neck, you've got to fight back. You've got to say with all your might as loud as you can, hell no! Hell no! Get your boot off my neck, you bastard! That's exactly what we have to say. It's no more Mr. Nice Guy. And from the media, no more bullshit. We're not going to support your crap networks. We're not going to listen to your garbage. We're going to have a Patriot Network, as the president tweeted, was it 2 days ago? So do I. The American people are angry at the crap coming out of these networks. They want an alternative, and the president tweeted, so do I. And we're going to have such an alternative. It's going to come out of things like this network. Hundreds of small efforts. Things like the Epoch Times. This is the Chinese effort to get the jackboot off their neck. Chinese patriots are fighting back. And by the way, I'll tell you what, they're risking a hell of a lot more than we are. Because they are in concentration camps. Yes, I said concentration camps in damn red China right now. And that damn government of Xi, ping, 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 pow, ping, ping, ping. His government can go to hell. They are harvesting organs from living people who are members of Falun Gong, which is a resistance. That is a resistance movement within China of good patriotic people. They are held in concentration camps and prisons. And when they need a double lung transplant, that's right, you can buy a double lung transplant right now if you've got the money. Honey, they've got the time and they've got the lungs. Where do you think those loans came from, ladies and gentlemen? This China, Red China is the only place where you can get a – you. What do you want? You want a liver? You want a kidney? You want double lungs? You want a heart-lung transplant? I think the only thing they don't have yet is a brain transplant. But they'll come up with that. If you've got the money, honey, they've got your organs. Okay? So where do those organs come from? Why is it hard to get organs anywhere else in the world? Well, because organs are surrendered voluntarily in the rest of the world, in the civilized world, which is not China. In the civilized world, if you're going to get a organ donation, you might get it, for instance, from a young fool who's riding his motorcycle with his Asian motorcycle. We don't make motorcycles anymore. Harley's kind of giving up. Riding his Asian motorcycle at high speed without a helmet. And then when he suffers brain damage, he's got great kidneys, great liver, great lungs. And if he has signed a donation agreement, or if his parents or his guardians, they can be donated. But that's not in China. Where do you get a double lung transplant? I'll tell you where you get it. You get it from a living Falun Gong member, or a living Uyghur, which is the Muslims who live in China. A living Falun Gong person who is taken in for an operation, or is given a tranquilizer, put him to sleep, take him into the operating room. He's a perfectly healthy person. The healthier, the better. You're going to get more money for this guy's both of his lungs. He goes under the knife with a sadistic Red Chinese party hack doctor, like the kind of people in the damn Wuhan level 4 laboratory that unleashed the coronavirus on us. And that better be investigated. And that better be found out what's going on there. We know what's going on there. This didn't come out of a wet market. This isn't a random mutation that appeared in some kind of a fish market. This came out of the Wuhan level 4 laboratory. And it's sick, fake doctors like that who put this guy under the knife, take out both of his lungs. Why even bother to sew him back up? And while you're taking out the lungs, now that you got his lungs out, that you sold for what, $500,000 to some wealthy Westerner, now you got a good heart, you got two good kidneys, a good liver. How about those eyeballs? How about those corneas? Huh? How about a lot of arterial arteries and veins for transplant, for use in bypass surgery? How about other tissue? How about stem cell tissue? Yeah, harvest it all and then take the scraps that are left that look pretty much like the scraps at Smithfield Meats from that Red Chinese company when they finish with a pig. Take those, put them in a dumpster. And maybe you can use those actually. Probably you'd get some good fertilizer value out of those. Or you can make maybe dog food, pet food out of it. Soylent Green, right out of Red China. That's what's going on. That's the monsters we're dealing with. And no more of this crap from people like Barack Obama and Joe Biden. Joe Biden is the one who said, come on, man, Red China's not an enemy of ours. Come on, man, Red China's not a problem. He actually said that. You've heard it. It's been on TV. Come on, man. No, you come on, Joe Biden, and just folks keep praying that Joe Biden is the Democrat nominee and hope that they don't at the last minute do a changeup and send us a candidate that the public doesn't know and that they can get elected, a surprise candidate. Let's go with Creepy Joe. Now, let's see here. By the way, if you want to call in, 800-313-9443, we've got a quarter of the show left. Okay, an update. I keep track of this regularly. Let me just see if I can get a refresh on the Donald Trump Twitter account. He's got a tweet, 78.8 million followers, by the way. His most recent tweet is he's got the National Fraternal Order of Police gave him a big thank you. He certainly deserves that. Oh, did you see it? The Thunderbirds and the Blue Angels screaming down the Atlantic shoreline. Oh, seashore. Wow. What a thing. What a thing. And the president posts that up there. My God, it makes you proud to be an American to see those beautiful diamonds. I haven't seen the Thunderbirds in a long time. Last one I saw was the Blue Angels. We'll be right back, and I'll have a good update for you.
Men started crying, manners were praying, and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name.
Yeah.
Cause daddy's
name wasn't Willie Woodrow. I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Place to do my thing. Hey, that's what this show is all about. It's a place for us to do our thing. And I want all peoples everywhere, Chinese, Nigerian, Mesoamerican, I want you to have a place to do your thing. And I want to leave your place alone where you can do your thing. I don't want you to do my thing. You do your thing, and we'll all do our thing forever. for all time. We need permanence. We come from thousands of generations that were went before us. Every one of you out there, you know, I'm just using this as an example of a marker. This is not the, you know, ne plus ultra of, you know, what's wonderful. But green eyes and blue eyes are a good example of this because they illustrate something. You can't have green or blue eyes and then other traits, mental traits. We Europeans have mental traits that are just as rare as green eyes or blue eyes. Make us different as green or blue eyes make us. We're instantly recognizable. We're the only people in the world who go, what's right in front of our faces, we can't admit that we see it. Everyone else does. Everybody from Africa or Asia, or Mesoamerica, they know you when they see you, white boy, who should be looking for a place to do your thing. Please, when are you going to do it? They are. All of them are. So but the point is this: thousands of generations had to preserve that trait of green or blue eyes or any of the other traits unique to us, unique to us. They're not going to come back. If they disappear, they're not coming back. These are not cultural things. You don't learn this in a university or a YouTube video. If we lose our Europeanness, which is genetic, it's not psychological. It includes a psychological component, which comes out of our genes. Your brain and your mind also are genetic. But if we lose our Europeanness, it isn't coming back. It's gone, gone, gone once we let go of it. Do not let go of it. We're already a small minority in the world. We are what percentage of 7.5 billion people? Are we even a tenth of the world? We used to be a third. Now we're a tenth. In a century, we went from a third of the world to a tenth of the world. Woo-wee, that sounds like a blue angel or a thunderbird in a steep dive. We better pull on the stick, folks. Because once we become 1/20th of the world's population, 1/40th of the world's population, once you're going to be saying to yourself, gee, I can't remember the last time I saw somebody with green eyes. Hey, it's over at that point, folks. We're not going to survive as a distinct type, as a distinct ethnicity, as a subspecies, which is what we are. Once we go that far over the cliff, we're not climbing back over. We have to hang on to our small percentage of the world. And there's only one way you do that, and that's by finding a place to do your thing. We ran out of time. We'll have to meet up again tomorrow night in the Trump Clubhouse. There's a lot of good news. I didn't even scratch the surface. But tomorrow night will be a very optimistic show, I assure you. See you then. So long.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.